It's unclear how many people would be left uninsured under the Senate health care plan released Thursday. It was estimated that an earlier version of the bill would increase the uninsured population by 22 million over the next decade. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports.
One of the big changes to the Senate health care proposal is that insurers would be allowed to offer bare-bones plans on the exchanges that don't cover all the essential health benefits, as long as they also offer more robust plans. Matt Fiedler with the Brookings Institution, a left-leaning think tank, says that could create a two-tier system. He argues it would effectively defeat the point of insurance.
The core function of an insurance market is to pool risk between the healthy and the sick. So if you have healthier people in one market paying a lower premium and sicker people in another market paying a higher premium, you've not fulfilled that objective.
Another part of the bill tries to make up for the increased risk of those expansive plans by dedicating more money to insurers who offer them. Other changes include more money for opioid treatment and recovery support services. But the revised legislation still includes large cuts to Medicaid, which concerns Don Jonas with CareRing, a Charlotte clinic for low-income people. He's worried about an increase in demand for clinics.
We don't have capacity right now to cover the need. There are far too many individuals, tens of thousands, that don't have access to care. And there's at least a potential that we would have an overflowing output of interest.
The revised plan would also keep some of the Obamacare taxes on Americans who make more than $200,000 a year in place. A Congressional Budget Office analysis of the bill is expected next week. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.